Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to the show that's founded on kingdom principles, a show that truly was created with you in mind, a show to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's packed full of people that kind of stop by the studio, and we ask them that proverbial question, how did you get here? And it wouldn't be a really good show without my guys, my kings that are in the house. I got my Niles to my right. And yeah.
Hello. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to talk or not, but hello.
Of course. And of course, we got KJ, who's just kind of recuperating from things and don't really want to say hi, but if he just wave his hand, you'll talk. All right, very good. You know, all week I have, all weekend, whenever I leave this place, I kid you not, no matter what I'm going through, I'm always thinking about the people that tune in, the people that just kind of stop by. I told you, you know, there are some that troll, and it's okay. We like the trollers. But then there are some people that really do stop by to say, listen, man, what is this woman talking about? How can she smile when that testimony that she gave, man, I probably would have lost my mind. And you're absolutely right, because if you're operating with the same mindset as before you went into a situation, then sorry for you. You got to lose your mind and get the mind of Christ and just move toward that which you know is your outcome. I think it was Les Brown that said, it's not over till you win. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love when he says, you know, this is Mamie Brown's baby boy. And he would always say, if you're not winning, it ain't over. Right? So that's what I believe. And for this principle today, right, I'm thinking patience, exercising patience while moving toward your goals. And I looked up the word. You know, people say, you know, you got to have patience, you know, patience is this and that. But according to the Oxford Dictionary, it's the ability to endure difficult circumstances. And I referenced Psalms 37:7. Oh, which is one of my favorite, where you're commanded to be still and know that he's God. And when I read that, no matter what I'm going through, and I may be screaming at that time or just bawling, I gotta be still and know that everything will work out just the way it's supposed to work out, right? So, couple of things that I think, Niles, KJ, that if we implement while we're waiting on that expected end, or while we're moving toward that place or those goals that we want to be or experience, I believe keeping a positive attitude is paramount as a part of exercising patience. And whatever the testing is, your ability to say, you know what, this is not going to last as long as I think it is. Because once upon a time, not too long ago, am I sounding like, was that I was in this hotel, right? And I'm looking out the window, and I remember saying, but I'm better than this. But I'm better than this. And the assignment at that time was to go down to the LA Mission and teach this young man how to read after I served everybody in the rescue mission and the LA Mission breakfast. And I'm feeding these folk breakfast, And I'm biting my tongue, trying to keep from crying. And there were times I'd kind of steal away and just kind of cry in a corner because I'm thinking, what did I do? What did I do wrong? Are you mad at me? Are you? But it was those times of exercising patience and continuing to go toward the goal. The goal was at that time to feed the folk and to teach this man how to read. He was 28 years a slave. I kid you not. He had escaped some very harsh realities. And we were on the line together, and they had made him a supervisor at the LA mission. And I remember him saying, would you teach me how to read? And I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, wow, mind you, he's working patience in me. I said, absolutely. So every Monday and Wednesday and Friday, I'd get in my car, sometimes below E, get in the car and go down to the public library downtown Los Angeles, and he'd meet me there. Now, mind you, this man is living in the shelter, but he would come and I would teach him for 3 hours consonants and verbs and adjectives and adverbs, and we'd put sentence structures together. But at the close of that lesson, I'd have to get in the car and go back to a Motel 6 or go back to, at that time, I think in that period of time, I was with a girlfriend that allowed my whole family to sleep on her, to sleep in their home, and even the dog, and she wasn't even fond of dogs at that time, right? She has one now that has its own Instagram page, but the lesson in that was, if you take your eyes off of what you are, what you're going through, and allow patience to truly work those things out and to be still and everything else that lines up with that scripture, I can look back and say, man, I didn't understand everything, but I'm so grateful that I was obedient, you know? Teaching this man how to read, and now he has his GED, and he has his own apartment. He moved from the shelter, and he has his own apartment. And I invited him a couple of years ago for Thanksgiving dinner, and he told the story about, to my children, how your mom came and taught me how to read. And I said all that to say, when patience shows up, just know that there's a test that you got to kind of go through, and you're going to be all right.
Patience, yeah. But also I heard service in that as well. Mm. Like, you don't always have to have things, you know, tangible things in order to give to others.
Thank you.
You gave him time. You gave him education. You helped to build him up metaphysically.
Wow.
You know, so service and patience, because service Jesus patience. Served you better many others.
I need the greatest example. What exactly. A big brother, right? Yeah. I look to my big brother when I'm questioned about things. Yeah, he did it. And he said, greater works? And you're thinking, man, how can we do greater than you? But that's what he expects.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we have to be humbled. Because if you were given everything that you wanted up front, you might mismanage
it. Come on.
You might not be ready for it. You could squander it.
You know, there's a thing that
so
says.
So service also humbles.
Absolutely.
You know?
God didn't give us what we pray for. Mm-hmm. He gives us what we can manage.
Yes.
And if we're not even managing time, guess what? Your time will be shortened.
Exactly.
Man, manage your time.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So that's my lesson.
Patience.
Patience. Yes. Exercising patience while walking towards your goals. Yeah.
Now, how do you apply that to real life?
How do you apply that to real life?
Now, let's say someone's going through something, and what's the first step?
What's the first step?
They don't know God. They don't know anything. They had everything planned out, but they're put into a situation. And it's like everything's collapsing on them.
Glad you asked. Go back to that flicker of that feeling of hope when you were planning. Remember how excited you were when you were writing it down, and God forbid if you told someone, man, I'm finna move to Hollywood, and, you know, man, I just believe God, you know, kind of want me there, and I'm going to do this and do that. And that person that you told, if that person is true to his or her identity, they were the persons that say, yeah, because I remember when you, they would remind you of those things that you had gone through, and how you, even as a child, how you just somehow was able to beat folk in marbles or whatever your, you know, Game Boy, whatever that was. Mm-hmm. So I'd say the first step is go back to that feeling you had when you knew, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do such and such a thing, because your future's in you. It's not outside of you. God hid it for you because he didn't want anyone to mess it up.
It's like that fire that you had when you were a kid.
Yeah.
It's like that dream that you you've had. You kind of, I think, not everybody, but I think most people need to reflect on their childhood.
Oh, absolutely.
What did they like? What did they dream of? Because that is a root before the whole world started compacting their emotions, their ideals on you, so you can fit into society.
Absolutely.
Go back who you were as a child, because that's who you were.
Yeah, that really is.
How do you apply those feelings, though, like going back to those feelings when you're dealing with adversity? But aside from that, you're dealing with people who aren't so supportive. The reason why I ask that is because prior to moving to Los Angeles, of course, you have a few people who say, like, oh, man, that's awesome. There's tons of opportunities there. You're going to go and kill it.
Right.
But I also heard multiple people saying, like, oh, you're going to L.A., man, it's expensive out there. You're going to fail. You know, it's tough out there. And, like, you know, you're going to be a starving actor and all this other stuff.
They bitter. So, they
bitter. Yeah, right, right. But I'm saying, that I heard that from a lot of people.
Wow.
You know? Because LA, if you're elsewhere, is like this huge mecca.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I looked at it, and that's how I still look at it, and that's how many other people look at it. But I also had to remind myself, especially now, because I still get that, you know, being here.
For sure.
And you have to remind yourself that you can't be absorbed, or I'm sorry, consumed by fear.
That's it.
You know, because I'm thinking, like, they're living from a place of fear, but then I also have to look at the source.
Right.
Like, are you happy? Are you living in your purpose?
Right.
Probably not. Because if you were, you're not going to give someone that advice.
No, absolutely not. You know?
Also, I would say put your head down and work.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
I mean, for me, no one physically went up to my face and said, oh, you're not going to do this, or you're not going to do this. You're too stingy and yada, yada, yada. Oh,
okay.
People talk behind my back. I don't really notice it because I'm busy doing my own thing.
Right.
I would say about a week or two ago, I stopped and I was like, oh, what's going on?
Ouch.
And now I'm hearing all this stuff about my name. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm doing the right thing.
You've arrived.
I was right. So I'm a go back underground and do my thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, even when you're facing that adversity, you just have to just work.
Yeah.
Or surround yourself with people who are like-minded.
Yes.
I know for me, I like to work alone. Because that's how I get stuff done. But if I know I need people with a certain project, that's when I come up.
Right.
I'm like, okay, who can do this? Who can do this? I'm the ringleader.
Yeah.
I'll make everybody work together.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's the Kobe effect right there.
Right, the Kobe effect.
LeBron. Yeah. Everybody look good. Yeah. Everybody look good.
Yeah.
There's this thing called faith, right? And I fight every day to keep my faith. I kid you not, every day, even now, I fight to keep my faith. And now I honestly understand what it means by fighting a good fight of faith. I fight to get out of bed some mornings. I fight. Yeah. I do. Yesterday, I did an experiment. I love experiments. I do. And I said, okay, I'm following kingdom principles, right? I said, today, I expect unexpected checks to be in the mail. I expect people to just give me money all day. I kid you not. From yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, unexpected. 12 o'clock, unexpected. 4 o'clock, unexpected. I'm serious.
Really?
11:30. Unexpected. And I said to Stace, I said, this kingdom thing really does work. He said, but you knew that. I said, yeah, but
when you're actually going through it, that's when it's like it shocks you. It's
oh
like,
my
yeah,
God,
it works.
It works.
It's kind of just like when you have those cars with the automatic brakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're driving fast, like, oh, it works. It works. Okay.
So for anyone who may be experiencing that how did I get here moment, for anyone who may be thinking that, man, I quit, don't. You're 3 feet from gold. That gold is everything that you believe for that moment in time. Everything that you believe for is you're just 3 feet. You're 3 feet. Mm. How about that? And it looks like you're not, but you're closer than you think. I'm a living witness. You're closer than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that sounds really good.
But it's so, the truth.
Yeah.
Not it's, one time did you think about that chair giving
that's true.
Out on you.
That's true.
It reminds me of that picture of a little bird on a branch. The bird's not concerned about the branch breaking because it has wings.
Oh, I love it.
It has enough. It has enough trust in itself that it won't. That the bird won't fall.
Yeah.
So even when you are
absolutely,
when you feel unstable, your environment feels unstable. You have to understand, like, you're strong enough to bounce back from that.
You better believe it, man. You better believe it.
It's just like the constant reminding, and then adhering to it, because you can continue to tell yourself things like internally, like, oh man, this is what's going on, and you know dealing with adversity is going to make you stronger, but sometimes it still really sucks.
Who are you telling?
You know, it still really sucks, and it's like sometimes you do get tired, so like that's when you really have to dig deep inside, but also to look to God and like really fortify yourself, because if not, like it's easy to fall and, you know, lose your place.
You better believe it.
You know,
I tell my daughter, Ty, all of the time, I say to her, don't forget how it feels when you're riding high on that mountain, okay? Because when that valley experience comes, and it's got to come in business. It's the nature of the beast. It's going to come. You're going to be fine. I want you to remember what it felt like. So when it came and she's experiencing it, she'll call me and say, thank you so much for reminding me that, you know, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be okay. Her testimony is so beautiful, and I'll let her tell it one day when I can get her to this show. But for 5 years, my baby didn't get paid. Imagine going to school, getting a degree in psychology.
You're
going to
be something.
Oh, my
God. You're going to do amazing things. Yeah, you walk out the door.
Yeah, what? Life, right?
I feel like in education, we need like a class when we're in elementary school. It's like, look. Let's see all this beautiful stuff of life. Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah.
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 But here's the other side people don't tell you about.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like, seriously, you know, going up the mountain, but then when you get to the top, you still have to look down and you see what's over the mountain.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
You got to.
Yeah.
Right when you this uncomfortable eye contact now is giving me right now. It's like, yeah, KJ, go on.
I had to let you guys know I was listening, you know.
it's like right when you get over the mountain, it's like, oh, there's another mountain.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That happens when you graduate high school.
Oh man. That's so funny.
Because like it feels like you're not prepared.
Yeah.
You gotta kind of figure it out on a limb.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about this for the last few years, because it seems that every phase that you're at, you're always looking for the next phase. So like when you're in elementary school, oh, I can't wait till I get to middle school. Then when you get to middle school, you're like, I can't wait till I get to high school. And that happens until you get through college. And then once you graduate, you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take this degree and kill the world. Everything is just gonna be crazy and work in my favor. And then when you graduate, once things start to settle in, you're like, oh man, I didn't know what I was getting into. Because I feel like when it comes to academics, it teaches you how to survive within a structure. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the educational system, I think it's hard to apply a lot of what you've learned, you know, prior to.
Right.
So it's like, how
do you, right? And how do you make a life for yourself? And that's where a lot of people struggle.
Right.
There's a huge, you know, disconnect. So I think sometimes we need to think about what we're putting in the curriculum. Because like if you look at how millennials especially are struggling when it comes to finances and getting decent jobs and so on, a lot of us just aren't doing well. But why? Even the students that, you know, were A students and so on, they're not able to come out and produce.
You just answered the question.
You know?
It's in that structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That system, unfortunately, there are seven systems in the world. And remember, and I go back to my constitution, for God so loved the world. The world is the world's systems. It's the systems. We get it thinking, get it confused, thinking, so God so loved the church, or God so loved the Christian. No, my friend. He said, so God so loved the world. That means that he wants us to raise up and do what we're supposed to do in those systems.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started. You know, we've got to go back and teach people these kingdom principles as it relates to the Bible, whether they're Jewish, whether they're Greeks or Gentiles, whether they're whatever. It has nothing to do with religion.
No.
Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with principle.
Yeah, teach them what struggle is. Like there's going to be hard times, period.
Mm-hmm. But you'll get through them. You will, I swear to you. And it's uncomfortable as hell. Excuse my German.
Oh, my Lord.
I know, right?
Oops,
just lost some folk. But for real, man, come on. Do you know what it takes to smile every day when you're faced with such adversity and you're like, damn, for real? Now what? But you gotta know, I'm not glorying in the fact that I'm going through adversity. I'm glorying in the fact that...
Are you gonna come out?
Man, come on. And he with me. This man promised he won't leave me. And there's some nights when I thought he was gone.
It feels like your darkest hour.
Baby, come on.
Like the whole... It's like you have a room full of light.
Yes.
And everything's fading in the dark.
Absolutely.
It's like, wait, what's going on? What's going on?
Right.
And like, it's like pitch black.
Yeah.
But there's just one speck
man,
of light.
Come on.
That's
come
right
on.
There. You're like, I don't even know if I should go for it. Or should I go for it?
Man, but
because it's already like closed. Should I just let it close?
I'm already in the dark. So let's try
man,
to do something at least.
Go on,
you know,
do it.
Crawl
you're
your way
feet
out.
From gold. You're 3 feet. Did you remember what that gentleman said when he came in? And I'm not tooting my horn, but he comes in, Max Tusey, whom I love, love, love. He's a producer, award-winning producer of The Polished Woman. He says, oh, Dr. Tanji, you heard him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, from homelessness to a Mercedes. And I'm sure the guest kind of chuckled and said, oh, he's so cute. He's giving her an ad lib. But there was so much in between.
That they didn't see. This is a previous relationship. This is when you have that bond with somebody.
Oh, my
God.
It's
just kind of just like a nod.
Yeah.
It's like one of my friends, Curtis. He, whenever I go through something, he's going through something.
Oh, come on!
Right, I kid you not.
Wow,
I kid you
wow.
not. There was this time when we haven't spoken for about 6-7 months.
Okay,
what?
it was a long time because every time we try to link up, it was just like something went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I learned new areas of the kingdom with you, Dr. Tanji. And then we reconvened, Curtis and I. We were about to play basketball. I was like, bro, we need to talk.
I love it.
Blew our mind. We ran out the car. It was like, wait a minute. So even though we were going through all these trials and tribulations,
absolutely,
we were actually going through the same thing.
I love it.
To get us here together.
Man, come on. So it was worth it.
It was worth it in the end. Going through it, it's.
I know, right?
It feels
you think
like
you're
going to lose your mind. But in the end, you realize, wait.
Yeah, yeah.
And there have been numerous occasions when me and my friend hasn't talked, and we reconvene again. It's like, look, yes, we're on the same page.
I love it. I absolutely
I've known
love
him
it.
Since middle school.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
My mom used to say the best friends are those who you don't have to talk to them every day. You don't even have to see them every day. And there may maybe months or weeks or years that go by. But when you get together, you can pick up right where you left off.
It just clicks.
And it makes sense now. Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
We don't even say much. We don't even say much. Like he said, bruh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You kidding me? Yes. Wow. Okay. Bye.
It's like two train tracks leading to the same place.
Man, come on.
But they're going through different terrains.
Yeah, terrain. That's true.
Wow.
Oh, Oh,
I had to add that.
Dude, that was just made it that much deeper.
I love his unspoken vernacular. I'm learning people and I listen intuitively to what they're not saying. And the conversations that you don't say, they're mind-boggling. Because you already know that everything is well. You already know that your name is in lights or whatever that is, and that you have more than enough, and that you've got 7 streams of income, and you're living on top and never on the bottom. You already know this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I get excited about when I see people living their lives, when I see people living their dreams. And it's just amazing that no matter how old you are, no matter what you've been through or what you're going through, if you don't quit, you win.
it's
oh my
patience.
God.
And
patience.
People aren't patient enough. We want a microwave.
You can't do it. It won't work.
A microwave fix.
Nope. Rather than, yeah, instant gratification.
That's it.
You know, and it sounds so simple, but it's really not. Because if you ask people who have made it, like celebrities or people who we look up to now, they ask you, like, so what advice do you have for the people? Just don't give up. Or, like, what is it that you set you apart? Oh, I just didn't give up.
I didn't give up.
And I'm like, man, it's a difficult thing to ride through. Mm-hmm. Because, like, nobody likes getting smacked upside the head consistently. Like, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Think of it. Well, you can't think of it like that, but I can. I'm a mother of 3 and a mother of 7.
He definitely can't think about it like that.
I'm not even trying to. I'm not trying to think about that right now.
Wrong analogy. And I remember at you know, I won't tell that age at 16, but I remember when it was time for me to have this baby, right? So I'm carrying this baby around, and everybody, and I was in high school. I was supposed to have gone to the Air Force Academy and couldn't love it. I remember getting in the labor and delivery room, right? And these pains are coming so intense that I'm thinking, oh, dear God, this is the day I die. And for 9 months, I'm talking, even with the second and third baby, I'm talking to the baby, and you're going to be your king, and you're going to be this, and mommy's going to teach you, and da-da-da-da-da. And when that water breaks, and you're sitting there, lying there, legs in stirrups, and the nurse comes in, and she's palpating your cervix and saying, okay, not yet. And you're thinking, but if you don't hurry up, I'm going to die. That intensity for 30 hours feels like a lifetime of, what the hell was I thinking? Why am I doing this? Why didn't I quit? But when that baby comes and that doctor's there and he's, you know, the baby's crowning and he told you to push, and there are times when they'll tell you, don't push, don't push. But you're like, but you don't understand this. What do you call that thing that you bowl with? This bowling ball will come out. you gotta hear me on this.
I guess you're about 8-9 pounds. I guess, you know, you're right.
And after all of that, and they clean the baby up and they aspirate and they give you that child and you look at this baby and you're thinking, oh, dear God. What if I had quit? What if I had said, I can't and I won't do this? There's a point when you're delivering that you don't have you can't turn back. Mm-hmm. You just cannot.
That's true.
So think of that as an adversity that you're so far in the game that, bruh, you can't turn
back. You got
back.
Nothing else to lose at this point. Yeah, I mean, like, if I quit acting today,
oh dear God,
I don't know what I would be doing.
And that's how I feel too.
Seriously. So no matter what, how many times do we have to be knocked down? But how many times are we going to get back up?
Yeah, just remember the journey leads to a result.
Man, come on.
And what
enjoy
you
the journey.
What you put into that journey and how you proceed, you know, brings about that result. So you have to make sure that, you know, you're Yeah, the right things going on.
Yeah, and make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that, even if they don't, if they don't see it, but they're there for that moral support. It could just be one person, and that's your person of, that's your point of accountability. And that person will...
Makes the walk a little
bit
more...
Oh, my God. They'll make you mad as, oh, get out. They will. Because, bro, what you doing? I thought you said you were going to... I thought you were... And you're like, damn, man, you don't even understand. No, bro, you don't understand. I play my role serious here. Those are the kind of people that I've surrounded myself with.
Those are key players.
Man, you better believe it. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when I don't know what to say, I'll text a prayer.
But how do you find those people? Or do you feel like they found you?
You've got them.
They're
already there.
They're already there. Like, I'm trying to think. Even like relationship with me and you, Niles.
Oh,
we were in acting class together.
Oh,
for about
come
for about
on.
Like a month or two.
Yeah. Oh man, don't before, make me come out of here.
And like
and
I saw him and I'm like, okay, he probably got it all together. I'm about to leave him be. I ain't gonna talk.
KJ, no way.
I did.
No way. I'm getting chill bumps.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I did. And I wanted to work with him, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? Because I actually went up to KJ.
He went up to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, he already got a partner. Yeah, he already got stuff going on. He probably...
Shut my mouth.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. He's like, hey, bro, you got a partner? I'm like, yeah. No, I don't. How you doing? How you doing, buddy?
So you already got that person or those persons. You got
that's
them.
True.
Yeah, they're already
that's
there.
True.
You just got...
Time and place.
Yeah, it's just patience.
Yeah.
It'll work out. Oh my bad. God. I had to drop it in there. My bad, guys. But but they'll come.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they don't come on your time,
yeah,
doesn't mean they're already there.
Yeah, be still. Mm.
You'd be surprised. It's like that question that some single people ask, like, what if you met your significant other already? What if they're in the same room? What if you just had that conversation with them already and you just didn't know?
You just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something, how God has a way of just kind of blinding your eyes? Because think about it. Had you met your significant other when you were a wreck, when you were a mess, think about what you're going to do to that person. And if you really are God-fearing, he's ordering your steps. You're not going to move before him. You ain't going to lag behind. You know what I mean? You just walk when he tells you to walk. I mean, seriously, even now, and decisions that I've got to make, I think I said on Monday, making the tough decisions, mm-hmm. You got to make them. Because if you bury your head in the sand, you still got to make them.
I feel like we already know what decisions to make already. Yeah. Just that we have to be silent, quiet our mind, and just... All emotions aside, whenever I'm with my friends and they say, KJ, I just don't want to pick, you already do know what to pick. What decision would you like to do? They're like, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to give you a list of questions right now. All
right. Leave it to KJ, right?
And
he does me like that.
So if all emotions aside, what would you pick? Okay. What would what other person who's influenced you pick?
Yeah.
All right. You know your answer.
You know your answer.
Bye.
Just
and I leave them there.
Outside it's interference.
Just, yeah, it's just if you take away outside interference,
yeah,
your first decision is most likely with some counseling,
absolutely,
is correct decision.
You better believe it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that takes you learning how to trust yourself.
Yes,
You know, because I actually had to find that out. You know, within the last year or so,
okay.
You know, you kind of cloud your mind the more and more you ask people. If you're asking one person, okay, yeah. that person starts to cloud your mind. But once you're asking multiple people, then
that's
you really
much.
Get confused. And then you get away from the idea of like, man, what do I even want?
Right.
So I had to like start digging into myself a bit more because I wasn't like that prior to. But it's like sometimes circumstances can force you into a certain place, you know, mentally and emotionally. But I had to get back to the place of, making a decision and trusting myself making that decision.
Oh, I love that.
You know
that's
and
a
why
good
do we
point.
Do that? That's like sometimes point. Like we ask multiple people. I'm like, now I'm really confused.
No,
I think it's because like we're afraid to make the decision, so we're trying to look for somebody. It's like, so it's hey, like what do you think I should do? please don't say this answer. Please don't say this answer. Oh, that one. Okay, I'm gonna go over here.
Yeah, right.
That's what we do when we ask. But when we ask, what we should be looking for is confirmation and knowledge in the area that you're about to choose.
Yeah.
You know, which brings me to thought processes of when I'm with God, when I'm praying. And I'm dialoguing, remember D-I, that's two, right? D-I-A means two. Then I'll shut up, because now he needs to talk, okay? And then the phone will ring, and someone will say, you know, girl, I was thinking ba-da-ba-da-ba, and it's exactly what he said. And I'm thinking, you know what? It is something to this stealing away by myself with my pen and paper and saying, Daddy, what do you think? Because at the end of the day, it's the only decision that really matters is what he says. That's we true. Got plans, but he has a purpose.
That's true.
You know?
We have plans. He has the answers.
You better believe it, man. And it's his answer or his purpose that's going to be what you do. And if you do anything other than that, it'll look like for 10 years you're flying high. But that 11th year will come. And you'll be like, oh, dear God, I'm so far from where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. How did I get here?
It's always that last year, that come last on, lap bruh. That could change your entire career.
You better believe it. So let him tell you.
My question is, how do you know it's your last lap?
How do you know?
It's like, okay, you've been working for about 4 years. Yeah. It's your fifth year.
Yeah.
How do you know this is the year that you could, something big, positive could happen in your life?
You really don't.
Yeah.
So you live your day, you live every day.
That's true.
With great expectation.
That's why you have to follow through when it comes to the process.
Wow.
Yeah.
Follow through when it comes to the process.
Because it's all about preparation and preparing for when the time comes.
Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Yeah. So when it does arrive, you're like, okay, it came a little sooner than expected, or I didn't expect it this time, but I've been working for this. So now I'm ready.
Wow. Don't you feel good with that moment?
Killmonger,
of truth
I've been waiting for this my entire life.
Oh my God.
It doesn't just fall in your hands. Like, you've been working for that each and every day.
And the people from the outside don't see it. Yes. And so when you do get it, they're like, how is that person doing this?
I know,
and
right?
How does he have that?
I know.
I cried yesterday. You don't understand what happened.
Exactly. Like,
you don't understand.
I've been eating for 14 days.
Don't look at things for face value. Like, you have to get beyond that. Because you never know what people are going through. And most of the time, they're dealing with some things, but... You know, we walk around with a smile to try to hold in what's going on internally. So,
it's that smile.
But when you're smiling, you know, 2 years ago, I used to dance.
Okay.
Every Saturday morning, I'd get up and I'd go to Billy Blanks' studio and I'd dance.
Ooh, Billy Blanks.
Yeah.
That was a tie bow right there.
Right over here in Sherman Oaks. I'd go and I would dance. You ask your mom. Your mom and I went to dance one day. And I danced for 2 hours straight.
Wait, y'all did?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So, see? Right hand, left hand. Or vice versa. So we're dancing, and my whole life was so beautiful. I was dancing no matter what. And then I started listening to the noise. Mm. People were saying, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? Stacy kept saying, keep your focus, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your focus. And I'm like, no. You don't understand. It's an opportunity here. Baby, it's an opportunity. I'm a business person. I like opportunities or what I think to be opportunities. And for one moment in time, I did not acknowledge God. For one moment in time. And then the music stopped. And I didn't dance anymore. And all last year was the worst year business-wise that I have had in a long time. Don't stop dancing. That's a metaphor, but get it. Keep your focus and dance to your own beat.
I'm so focused on you and dancing with my mom.
Your mom got the moves, man. And she looked at me and she was like, Tanya. I'm like, yeah, right? because I was free. And the other morning I got on the treadmill and guess what? I'm dancing again. And I'm free.
Back to that child.
Never mind what's going on with my bank account. And sometimes it scares the German talk out of me. But I'm dancing again. I'm free. So I would encourage anybody, dance. Dance. Don't lose your dance.
That fire.
Yeah, man. Go back to
that dream.
Go back to that flicker of, I'm going to move to Hollywood.
What made your eyes sparkle?
Just like continue to work, man, regardless of the turbulence.
Who cares about the turbulence?
Yeah.
Don't nobody care but you and the turbulence.
Yeah. Turbulence don't care.
Absolutely. It just wants you to stay focused on it. But you want it to stay focused on you. Watch me dance in you.
It reminds me of that video of Kobe where he talks about fear. He embraces it.
Yeah.
He embraces it. Yeah. Wow. And this is what you have to do when you're going through adversity. And say, okay, why are you afraid?
Yeah.
Because if you ignore it, it's just going to fester up. If you just allow that emotion to hit you. First of all, we're all humans. I just want to make that clear. Yeah. If you're a dog that's listening or a cat listening, I don't know. This applies to you. But we're all humans. We go through trials and we feel emotions, period.
Yes.
I agree.
Period.
I agree.
So when we do feel these emotions, it is okay to feel. But do not make a decision based on that feeling, because it can lead you into a wrong path.
Yeah.
So let's say you're angry at somebody.
Okay.
You snap. That person could have given you an opportunity of like $2 million or something like that. You just don't know.
You're absolutely.
So whenever you feel, it's okay to feel, or let that feeling wait before you move.
Answer to it.
Answer to it. It's calling.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like you want to cry because a family member passed away.
Yeah,
cry.
Cry.
But then when it's time to make a decision pertaining for funeral arrangements,
okay.
Family members, okay, make sure you have a sound mind and peace. Wow. Be still.
Come on. He can drop the mic.
I like how KJ just backed up.
I'm gonna walk
up.
Away.
He
I'm
just
walk
like
away.
Reclined in his seat after saying that.
You saw that, right? You saw that.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. Think about that thing. I mean, you can't even add anything or take away from that because it's the absolute truth. We're human. And we've got those moments. We've got that soulish man, that mind, will, and emotion. You're going to cry. You're going to laugh.
And don't judge anybody based on their last emotion.
Yeah,
because you don't know who they are. So if you see somebody yelling in a Walmart, which is common, it's Walmart.
Yeah, that's true. It's a stressful place.
It's a stressful place.
Go to Target.
I mean, you have all these cashier stands, but no cashiers.
That's
stressful in itself.
And then cashiers don't even look happy to be there.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
I digress.
Yeah.
But don't judge somebody because they're having a huge outburst. You don't know what they're going through.
That's true.
Too much. You see somebody acting out. I'm like, okay, why are you acting out?
We never ask those questions though. Like I said, we take everything for face value. We don't dig deeper. But meanwhile, we want everyone to have patience with us. Oh, you saw me like this last week. Well, you know, I'm healing and all this other stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, you need to have that same compassion that you have for yourself for other people.
Amen.
Now, if that behavior is consistent, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
If it's consistent, it's a whole other topic.
That's true. But every once in a while, you're a human being.
You have to release somehow.
Absolutely. Wow.
That's interesting, though. It's like you're not allowed to be human anymore, like nowadays. You know, and people want to use
Photoshop.
Like, yeah, true.
Instagram.
People allow, you know, just the smallest things, you know, to create their perspective or perception of who you are as a person.
Wow.
And that's not fair if we handle everything like that, then you're going to cut off maybe some great people who you could acquire in your life.
I'm going to go back to my story of Curtis, how I met him for the first time.
Wow.
Wow. I had braids. I had cornrows. I was on my Jaden Smith Karate Kid look.
Oh, that's probably what inspired that too.
Never say never. I walked around campus and he said, "Bro, you look like a Sasquatch." I was scared.
Are you serious?
That's what Curtis said to me.
Oh my gosh.
He didn't talk to me my first year I moved out to LA. He didn't talk to me at all.
Wow.
I cut my hair. It changed his whole perception of me.
What?
I was like, wait. So you didn't talk to me because of how I looked. My hair. Who else thought about that? How
superficial is that?
I know, right?
My thing is, who else thought of me like that as well?
Oh.
Now, ever since I cut my hair, I am having more friendships, more people to talk to.
What?
It was the weirdest thing because I looked like a thug, a Sasquatch. Wow.
So I'm getting just the opposite.
Yes.
With the Afro, I'm more folk of different ethnicities. I love your hair. Oh my God.
That's awesome.
And then I tell him, Cecilia Cruz, the Spanish lady. But wow.
Yes. It's your perception can change a whole. But
really?
But he didn't know I was going to be his best friend.
Oh my God.
We're best friends now.
Interesting.
That is
all because of cornrows.
And that's
stereotypes, perspectives.
He was terrifying. It was like we laugh at this all the time.
Judging a book by its cover. Yeah. You know.
How many times have I done that?
Yeah.
God forgive me. Seriously. But when I open the book.
I think we all do that.
Yeah, but we need to be mindful.
Oh, yeah, we need to be mindful. But I think the word judgmental is used too loosely nowadays.
Okay.
Because I think naturally we use judgment on a daily basis just to make various decisions.
Just add a look or like silent.
Exactly. And that's how you make decisions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
I hear that word a lot and I'm like, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about judgment.
Topic.
Yeah,
next week. Let's save that for next week.
Let's do it.
as we're wrapping up.
Absolutely.
No, it's that time.
I know, right? You're like gummit. So, what's our takeaway with exercising patience as we move towards our goal? What's your takeaway from that?
Be still. Be still when it comes down to like your mind, because your mind can run amok when there is adversity.
Okay.
But be able to move as well.
Okay. Okay.
So quiet your mind.
Okay.
Be rational. And all right, cool. I know what has to be done. Remember my fire. All right, let me continue to work.
I love that.
That's interesting because you say be still. But I was going to say, listen, you know, and listen to God, listen to your heart, but also listen to others. Because based on this conversation that we just had, listening to others and their story, you get to find out who they are.
Okay.
And you can run away from the idea of looking at them for face value. As KJ mentioned, you might see someone with an outburst or whatever. But if you listen and you're able to talk. And maybe hear their story.
Yeah.
Then you never know how you can change other people or, you know, augment someone's life.
I love it.
You know, because it's not just, you don't just look at the action by itself. You have to look behind it.
Who's the person?
Exactly. And like, maybe this person's hurting. Maybe this person is having a bad day.
Maybe this person tripped.
Exactly.
Maybe they didn't have 2% milk in Walmart.
That's true. And they had to get the almond milk.
Yeah.
You know?
I love almond milk. What are you talking?
I'm just saying, almond milk and regular milk, they kind of taste a little different. You know what I'm saying? But then just stay away from cashew milk because I had it last week and I didn't like it. So, yeah.
I would say keep dancing. Even in the adversity, even in the storm, keep dancing. Because the moment you stop dancing is the moment that you're going to get off kilter. You're gonna lose yourself trying to be everything for everybody. Just keep dancing. And just remember, if you're not winning in that situation, it's not over.
It's not over until you win.
You better believe it. Guys, thank you so very much. I know that I've said this 15,000 times, and I'll say it 15,000 more. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you for believing in the Dr. Tanji Show. It has nothing to do with Dr. Tanji, but it has everything to do with the principles that the show is founded on. We will not quit until we win. Remember to follow us on the, what's that, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And
also tune in on Facebook Live for Talk to Tanji.
Okay.
At 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You know I'm going to get a whooping for that, right?
It's okay. That was pantomiming right there.
Pantomiming. I love you, love you, love you. Man, get up. And if you've fallen, get up. And if you've fallen, get back up. And just keep getting up until you win.
James Brown.
I was just about to say that. I was like, we should have that as an outro.
That's our show. Thank you so much for joining us. I love you dearly. Keep smiling. Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.